It's coffee break time. Yeah. But coffee's not ready over here yet.
And Robbie's doing dishes.
I'm making the coffee. Somebody's got to make coffee for everybody, right?
Good God.
I wasn't sure if I was going to get here because the cleaners were in this room. Because, of course, with everything, they've stepped up the cleaning. So quite often I'm like locked out of rooms as they do the sanitation and stuff. So I guess I'm the first to soil this room.
Oh boy!
This week, so always someone has to make a mess.
Always someone has to be first, right?
Well, yeah. Usually it's the kids, but here at work it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody having a good day?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Now, surely you're not the only one in the office today, Robbie? Am I right or not?
No, but we're socially distant, so
of course
we have a quarantine set up, so none of us are ever really physically interacting with one another.
Time.
Yeah. So I'm actually on the top floor. Everybody else is on the lower floor.
Okay.
And my office, I keep the door closed during the day. So.
Okay. But notice so he's the closest to the coffee maker.
Of course.
The coffee maker is way upstairs. And I've joked about if I put it on my desk downstairs, it makes more sense, practically speaking, because I got to walk through the quarantine zone. Mm-hmm. But then when would I get my steps? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my only steps. That's it. That's all I get.
How many floors? Just the one floor between
this? Two floors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, power distribution.
Ooh, oh, here we go, Bo. This is what you and I have been talking about, man.
Oh,
yeah. Is that kind of the similar kind of thing as to what Bo and I were talking about?
I guess so. This is a thing called a rig runner. And what these are, is these are all fuses, right? These are your standard automotive fuses like you were talking about yesterday.
Yep. Same exact thing, yeah.
And these are what are called Anderson connectors, for input, and that's protected by, I don't know if you can read that, a 40-amp fuse. Can you read that?
Wow.
Right. That's 12 volts.
How many volts are you running? 12, okay, yeah.
12 volts, yeah. This is built for, the ham radio, most of us have sort of standardized on this format. These Anderson connectors, all my rigs all use Anderson connectors now. And if I'm setting up for like field day or some sort of external event, this is what I'll use. I literally plug into it and away we go. So you could easily get Anderson connectors, which are what these are, for all your SBCs. And just literally plug them up, and then you fuse them the way you want. Mm-hmm. This has got a 25, a 25, 25, 20, and then a 5 and a 1 here.
And where's the power come in from?
Here.
Is it on one of the Anderson?
You feed it in here,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then that distributes power to all the rest.
Brilliant. So you can do 5 boards with that particular unit.
Now, this is the smallest unit probably out of all of them. You could easily get, larger units that can handle more connectors and more power supplies. It is entirely up to you how you want to do that. So
that's cool. Yeah, see, that's exactly the thing. The one that I got has 12 terminals, and they are screw terminals. So you'll use spade connectors. Yeah, something like that. And then you just screw them in. But it'll do 12 boards, and the power terminals are actual pegs on the end. So they're separate from the fuses. So each unit has its own fuse. Yours is different because the input actually has a fuse as well. So you've got 40 amps of protection, and then it breaks it down from there. That's
correct.
Really cool.
Yep.
And the fuse looks exactly like the fuses that you see in a car battery.
They are exactly the same.
Cool. Well, you know what, guys? I'm gonna be able to do a similar demonstration for you tomorrow because I got a notification that my fuse unit has already arrived. So I can't figure out how Amazon is prioritizing things right now. because they say that they're, you know, making sure that the most important stuff through the pandemic, that's the stuff that gets shipped first. Well, it was just yesterday I mentioned Bo and I were talking about the Fuse panel on Monday night, and here it's already arrived. Meanwhile, you know, Mini Marsh is here. Hey,
yeah.
You get wow!
Get to watch me eat.
Don't look too.
This is good TV, right?
Yeah, well, definitely.
Look at that big old radio microphone. Look at that. Yeah,
beautiful.
She's got her proper rig set up right there.
Are you actually speaking through that?
I should be.
Yeah, really.
It sounds good. Yeah, sounds good.
So, the newest edition have the best microphone.
Thank Marshman for that one.
Yeah, good job, Marshman. All right, what's for lunch? What you got? What do you?
I've got ramen over here.
No, I was talking to Minnie.
You got Minnie Marsh?
No, I've just got a latte.
Oh,
just okay. A latte. No, I just a latte. Eat my latte with a spoon.
Don't listen to Robbie. You can ignore him. Don't worry about him.
Hey,
ramen. Latte. I thought you were supposed to be eating carbs, sir. Robbie, what's up with that?
I'm limiting. I've been maintaining 178, so mm-hmm. I'm not going up. I'm not going down. I'm just trying to maintain right now.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Yeah, and then I'm going to see how that goes, and then I'm going to try to drop another 10 pounds or so, and see how that goes. But just being careful and minding what I eat, how much I eat, I guess.
Literally, just taking carbs out of your diet allowed you to lose the weight. You didn't change anything else. That's impressive.
Really scotch instead of beer.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, you know. So that's really it.
But not
sorry, what's that, Bill?
Just no vodka.
Well, vodka you typically have to mix with something like soda, right? So
you gotta like blend if you're gonna, something.
You gotta put some orange juice in it, or you gotta put some Coca-Cola in it or something. So then all of a sudden you got the carbs.
Vodka's made from potatoes, isn't it? Vodka. So there's carbs. Vodka, yeah. It's made from potatoes, right? So it's got carbs in it, doesn't it? I wouldn't know.
I don't know because of carbs. The carbs are converted to alcohol.
Probably not.
Because the sugar is converted to alcohol.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
Otherwise, sake would be fattening.
This came from the
Discord. Oh, good point. Yeah.
We had on Discord. So I had a bottle of Crystal Head vodka in a skull bottle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's from Dan Aykroyd's distillery up in Canada.
Ooh, nice.
So yeah, you see those in the local stores.
That box you had, what is the 40 amp for? I mean, that's a household dryer. What would you be running that needs 40 amps?
That's the input, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, but that's 40 amps. Whoops. Sorry about that.
In case you drop it.
That's how you break your phone.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Oh, dear. Can't take me anywhere. I'll tell you what. Right. Let me do this again. There we go. Okay. So that's the input here is 40 amps at 12 volts. Okay. That power that's input here is distributed to all the other connectors. Yes, sir.
So here's my theory. Does that 40 amp work as a pseudo surge suppressor? So if you suddenly got a spike.
No, it's a fuse. That's all it is. It's an automotive fuse, just like.
But it would die, right? It would like cut off the power to the boards if it exceeded 40 amps.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to draw more than 40 amps through all of the connectors for it to blow, right?
I'm learning.
But more likely, one of the lower amperage fuses would blow before the 40 amp one does.
Okay.
You'd have to pull a total load. I mean, there's two 25 amp fuses, right? So theoretically, you could try to pull 25 amps from each of these connectors.
Mm.
That would be 50 amps. That would blow These fuses might hold on, but that one would certainly.
So does that that protect your mains from tripping?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the idea?
Yeah. Well, you're feeding this from a 12-volt source
that can
provide at least 40
amps. You're not pulling. Okay. Right.
You're not pulling this from mains. This doesn't
run like an arc welder.
But, well, yeah, but that would be. Well, you're thinking Agamotto. You're thinking 40 amps at 110 volts, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
This is 12 volts. This is 12 volts. Okay. So you're not going to be running an arc welder from this.
You're making me having to do math in my head.
I know.
It's 1.2. That would be the same as 1.2 amps at 120 volts.
Yes, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Something like that. So, here's some more geekery for you, Robbie. The Pine Time.
Oh, yeah.
So I was messing around with my program that wrote that that drew that watch face because I was trying to figure out. I think I've talked about this before, and stop me if I have. I'll be happy to talk about something else. But I was mentioning that the minute hand and the second hand, I would be okay with it jumping 1 second to the next second. Okay,
makes sense.
But I can't do that with the hour hand, right? Hour hand has to move more incrementally than that. It would look pretty jarring if the hour hand jumped from 1 minute to the next. It might
not
be
only
okay,
that. I think I would have trouble reading the time if it was like 11:58, and the hour hand was pointed at 11. I would think it was 10:58.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yes, precisely. Yeah. So the hour hand has to move at least every minute and probably more incrementally than that. So I ran the program to figure out what the XY coordinates would be for each of the locations, from the center to where the hour hand would be, right? So because if the hour hand moves around, I've said for 360 degrees, which is what, Peter and I have talked about, for 360 degrees, figure out what the XY coordinates were. And they weren't making any sense. And so it turns out, at least on GTK, which is the UI toolkit that I'm using to access Steam, the 12 o'clock position is directly out to the right. It's like it's at the 3 o'clock position. So if I only draw... It would draw the 12 o'clock out at the 3 o'clock position, and then it would draw 5 more minutes counting down this way. So the whole clock face has turned 90 degrees, so I've got to figure out what to do about that.
Yeah.
That's just a bit messed up. But I think that's just literally just an orientation issue on the on that workspace. Now I'm going to have to figure out how to translate it around 90 degrees so the watch face is the correct orientation.
You have to start reading your watch like this.
Well, I could do that too.
just by a time.
You can just swap the X and Y
14.
What's that, Bob?
Just swap the X and Y axes, right?
That might work. I'm afraid it'll go into the negatives if I do that. I'll have to think about that. And then I'll have to do some translation. Yeah, you're right. Well, I could just draw it that way, or maybe not draw any numbers and let you figure out what the time really is.
Oh, there you
is,
go.
Or you can mount a prism in front of it.
Do what?
Mount a prism.
Put a prism on it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good.
By an angle.
Yeah,
I could figure. Look, there are all kinds of solutions. I literally found this at like 11 o'clock last night, and that was the point that I said, "I'm done. I'm going home for the night. I'm going to bed for the night. I've had enough."
You mean
I've
2 o'clock last night?
What's that?
You mean 2 o'clock last night, right?
No. Well, yeah. Exactly. Oh dear. Yeah. That too. Yeah, that too.
But be not minus 90 degrees shift.
Well, yeah, I know how to fix it. It's just I literally found it last night, and I said, I'm done with this. I'm not playing with this anymore tonight. I'm done.
Yeah.
But that was what I found, so I'll have some more fun with that probably tonight. if I could stay awake that long.
Hey, does anybody want, do you want some good Category 5 news?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Category 5 is live in 1 week from today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're broadcasting from Studio E. And I got a hold of a government official through our local city office. They directed me to a toll-free number, got them on the phone, and talked to them about our construction situation. And they've informed me that we can, within certain limitations, we can have our contractor come to the studio and get started on some of the construction work. So that'll good. Be things like...
Oh, so they expedited your permits.
Yeah, well, we don't need permits because it's not non-structural. It's just strictly like they're building things like the stage and the conduit and truss that's going to be mounted to the drop ceiling for the lighting. All that kind of stuff has to be built.
Framing. Okay.
No, that's all done. Luckily, we had that done ahead of time, so it's painted and everything. But we had to halt. Like, they can't go in and build the stage, for example, which is, you know, that's kind of a bummer considering we're live in a week, but what we can do now, where we had previously had to halt everything, he will be able to come in and do things like perhaps building the truss, perhaps putting up the backdrops on the wall, those kinds of things, stuff that is not going to be considered construction but still needs to be done. So he won't be able to build the stage, for example, but he'll be able to do some of the fixtures and things like that. Maybe do some electrical wiring.
Have you drilled any holes through any load-bearing studs yet? I mean, through the wall yet?
our server rack, you see that cutaway? You see the cutaway in the studio for the server rack?
Yeah.
Turns out that is because those are load-bearing block walls. That's why it's there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if you ever noticed, but the coax for the internet actually hangs down from the ceiling in there because we can't pull it in through the wall. So it's actually hanging down. So the installer had to find a break in the bricks above and punch a hole through the roof.
Wow.
So it's basically feeding in between two blocks, our coax. So we won't be able to do a lot of wiring in there.
It's all painted dark blue in there, so it's very hard to see any detail.
True, yeah.
Which is probably just as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought I'd put some LEDs in there, make it look nice as well. So,
Of course.
And then that reminds me of the whole craziness with Amazon shipping. It's like our water cooler, I ordered it. This is the water dispenser because we don't have any running water. It arrived the next day. And the case that I ordered for the... For the single board computers that arrived today, so along with the fuse panel and the fuses and everything else, so it looks like things are going to move forward quicker now that, you know, I guess people are getting into the new routine. I think things are going to start pushing along. But I sent an email to the contractor, and I'm hoping he'll get back to me and say yes, let's do this, and then we can have things like mainly the backdrop on the wall and stuff like that. I'm not going to be hanging anything myself. Mm-hmm. I want it done properly, and I don't want shelves at a 45-degree angle, so I think I should leave that to the pros.
No, you couldn't do that, surely.
Ask 45 my daughter.
Degrees? Oh.
Get the wrong complementary angle.
Add my books. You don't slide them down.
Math is hard, isn't it, Robbie? Math is hard.
Oh, I just don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I told the contractor, I said, look, if you ever need any help with your computers, I'm the guy to call. If I ever need help putting up shelves or whatever else, I will call you. I'm not even going to touch
it. That works.
And I love that. I love that mindset because remember Studio C to Studio D? It was a nightmare. I had to do all that work and our team had to like rip the place apart. Mm-hmm. I was watching some of those old videos of the move into Studio D. How it took 4 months to renovate it, and it was brutal. It was brutal. So moving into a place and being able to say, okay, do everything.
Yes.
It's a really good feeling. So I'm just doing all the wiring, that's all. But I will be drilling holes tonight, and Kickstarter viewers will see that on the vlog, because I need to get the cables for the cameras. I have to get them from the studio into the producer's office. So I do have to put a couple of 2-inch holes in the wall, and I'll just put them off to the side so that he can build around those with the conduit later.
So spoiler alert, round holes or square holes?
Oh, definitely round. Yeah.
Just so you're just going to drill right through and that's it.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to use a hole saw and then I'm going to cut off like a 12-inch piece of PVC to put in it so that I'm not putting the cables on cut drywall.
That's a good idea. Tonight, read on the news that someone took out the power in Barry because he drew out of a hole in the wall. Then we know who did it.
Oh, and Solbu just called it a hole in the wall.
Yeah. But I'm thinking your contractor, if he squares the hole out, he could make a nice wooden, you know, like a window frame almost around it.
He's going to build a conduit that goes from the studio, from the producer's office into the stage. Mm-hmm. So it's actually going to go to the stage. Mm-hmm. So all the cabling is going to be completely hidden along the baseboard at the side of the studio. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to come out underneath the stage. So any wiring we need to do, we'll just lift the stage up and do it under there and then put the stage back down, and it's all completely hidden. So cameras, yeah, we're going to have keystone jacks for the cameras at the front of the stage. Mm-hmm. So we can plug in the cameras directly to that. We don't have to run cables across the floor and all that kind of stuff. Bill, you remember what all the cables across the floor were like. So, yeah. Bo so probably you mentioned, has an impression of that too.
You mentioned
it was a little cleaner when Bo came.
You mentioned a keystone panel before. What's a keystone jack? Is that one of those big four connector jacks that the camera uses, or is that just a sound?
Keystone is like a modular standard, I suppose.
Okay.
So you can buy a faceplate that will have 2 keystone holes or 4 keystone holes or 6 keystone mm-hmm. holes. And then you choose what you want the jack to be. So it could be a keystone Ethernet. It could be a keystone HDMI or keystone banana plug or whatever. And then you just snap that in. Mm-hmm. And now on the faceplate, you've got HDMI. Yeah, it's a module. So you've got HDMI, Ethernet, audio. You can have all that on the keystone panel. So
okay.
One thing that you could do as part of the construction set is mount a camera somewhere that takes a picture every 12 seconds, and then you can do a small 2-minute short fast and see the stage being built in just a minute or two.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah. Timeless.
Yeah. So we have a WiseCam set up, and it has been set up. Who's barking?
I think that's Peter's dog.
That's my dog. We've got a guest coming over. The one time you want quiet, everybody has to make noise.
Oh, of course.
We were blaming Peter. I'm sorry, Peter.
No. I'm a little doggy this time.
What was I talking about?
Running the cabling under the stage.
We were just talking about time lapse. Photography. Yep.
Okay, so I've got a WiseCam pan, or not a WiseCam pan, just a WiseCam 2. And Solbu, I set it up at Studio D when this whole thing went down. So I set it up for a 10-second time lapse. And it's been shooting, so it shot the entire process of folding up Studio D, and it is now shooting the main studio area at Studio E.
Nice.
In 10-second increments. Cool. So that video will be part of the Kickstarter vlog when this is all done, and it will indeed be a hyperlapse of the build process. But it starts with the teardown of Studio D, and we already have all that footage.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Looking forward to that.
Was the camera running when the truck was when you loaded up the truck and you were driving from Studio D to Studio E?
No.
That would
for the hyperlapse. For the hyperlapse, the camera remained behind. So I actually had to keep the internet up and running at Studio D up until the very last moment because it was recording the hyperlapse. So,
you didn't have an SD card in there?
Yeah, I did, but it requires internet for me to be able to program the hyperlapse. Because it's an app, right? So, so I wouldn't record when we're not there. I would only record when we're about to do something. So, so after the move was all the cleanup and getting rid of everything else. So you'll see me in there on the hyperlapse sweeping and mopping the floors and doing everything else, right? So that's all part of it. So there was more going on there even after the move.
You know that Marshman is going to be looking at that with a ruler to make sure that you're all 6 feet apart. You know he's going to do that.
You guys saw the move. You saw the move. We did our best, but there were moments where we had to catch ourselves.
Yeah. How did I get that reputation already?
Only because every time that, you know, Jeff Weston and Robbie were at the studio, you said, "Oh, you're too close. You're too close."
I'm gonna blame it on the fisheye.
But you would never do that, would you, Marshman?
Never.
Oh, I'm rowdy today. I need to stop that. I'm way too.
Need to cut back on the.
I would say
I need to go back on
the only thing
rock.
At work that's been driving me nuts with all this is the people coming to shop in their pajamas. It's like put some clothes on at least.
Coming to what in their pajamas?
They're coming to shop at Home Depot for their essentials and appliances and their patio furniture and stuff in their pajamas.
Are they at least nice pajamas?
Variable.
I think they can get away with it if they're nice pajamas.
Yeah.
I'm used to the yoga pants. I'm used to the track suits. Yeah. But yeah, the pajamas are really new to me.
The
minimum dress code at Home Depot is, you know, ratty jeans and flannel shirts, because that's what you do your, you know, work around the house in, you know. You can't
well,
go
at least
you can't
cover your
go
butt
lower
cheeks.
Than
that's
that.
All I ask.
Exactly.
So you're saying I can't just show up in my house coat with a set of sandals on my feet? Like, that's not
no.
And as long as you're I'm okay.
And on that note,
stop it,
on that
note. I know what you were saying. I know what you were thinking. Stop it.
Well, it's Wednesday, so I'm going to be at the studio tonight, kind of getting things. I'm going to be putting some things together, getting everything wired in for sound, and I'm going to start shooting video for next Wednesday's show. So that's pretty exciting. And I will be back for another coffee break tomorrow. So hope you'll join us. See everybody.
Thanks, Robbie.
I'll be stuck at work, but
bye.
Oh well.